We're just talking about this reality show. They're going to take a bunch of snowflakes, yep, like 10 of them, and put them on top of a mountain.
Yep.
And see how they do. A $50,000 cash prize. I thought, this sounds like a great reality show.
And that's who the first person has gone. Probably the person who's like steps off the bus. I'm out of here.
Now, the opening credits will be, you know, like week three, like just a couple skeletons. Bones thrown around. Eaten by wolves.
Yep.
Trying to text on like a piece of bark or something.
Right. The text says, I hear a...
It's one of the things I love about Survivor. I don't watch it anymore. I watched the first season, yeah, every episode, and then I would periodically join in.
Yeah.
But when you get towards the end and you see people just really skinny.
Yeah.
Like, good for you.
Well, you love the beginning part, the first one when they dragged the old lady through the water. What was her name? Sonia, something like that. And she's like, boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, there was some challenge.
Yeah.
And she wasn't, you know, part of it was getting your team out of the water.
Yeah.
And she wasn't doing it well. So they just grabbed her and just dragged her through the water.
Right.
And her mouth was open.
She looked like the guy, like the guy who hooks Rodney Dangerfield's fishing boat in Caddyshack.
Anyway, so that led us talking about the Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if you're a Boy Scout or former Boy Scout and you're listening, please call.
Yeah.
I'd love to
find out why.
Some information. We promise to be nice.
Okay.
1-877-764-2535. Connecticut Lottery phone line. I admire them. You know, I wish I had those abilities.
Yeah.
So Phil looked up Eagle Scout and the things you need to know to be an Eagle Scout,
oh,
which is Navy SEALs,
right,
a Boy Scout.
The upper echelon.
Yes.
Yes.
So before you even get close to Eagle Scout,
okay,
you have to do a whole bunch of things. So you have to acquire the rank of Life Scout. And I'm reading this off the internet, so if someone knows this better, please help us.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's different ranks. So there's like a first class scout, there's like a tenderfoot or whatever, but Life Scout is right before Eagle Scout. And basically that means that you've proven the basics.
So it's like military, you're private first class.
They want to know that you're not just coming in for the
Sergeant,
hardware. You know, like you have to kind of hang around
Captain,
the program for a little bit.
So it's on
average, it's about 6 years to become an Eagle Scout.
So is Eagle like a sergeant or like an admiral or something like that? You know, would that be the ranking?
No, I think that would be Scoutmaster or something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
But then you have to complete at least 13 of 21 possible merit badges. And you would need to know, like, the entire handbook, the Boy Scouts handbook. That's before you even get
reading
to...
involved.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty heavy duty.
From day one, AJ.
Really? I'm out.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, I got three boys. One of them's already an Eagle Scout.
Wow.
He would have been an Eagle Scout at 14. He's 17 now. He would have been an Eagle Scout at 14, but COVID slowed it up.
Yeah.
So at 15, he's an Eagle Scout. He's a junior. We're on West Hampton on Long Island.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep. My second son is 15. He's finishing up his Eagle Scout project right now.
What's the project?
Identifying caviar.
My oldest son, he's a big cross country runner. He actually redid all the cross country trails in a local park. In,
wow,
Hampton Bays.
He redid them?
That's miles and miles.
Yeah, it's like 3.5 miles. He went in and he cut out all the roots and stumps, raked it all out, put all markers in, signs to show directions. Mm. Everybody would get lost during the run.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Wow.
My middle son, he's building a butterfly garden in a local park.
That's
cool.
A butterfly garden?
Yeah, those are cool.
Do you like grow butterflies? Like, what, do you grow them there or something?
Yeah, that's where all the butterflies will come, you know? It's like you plant certain flowers and they're all going to come there in the season, and people can come in and check it out.
Have babies.
If you build them, they will
come.
That's
what we need to hear more of, all these great things the scouts do.
Can you build a bat garden?
That's probably my biggest regret is not finishing, because my parents didn't push me. My wife actually does everything with the boys, so it's like she pushes them to it.
That's great.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm reading, it looks like doing something positive for the community is very, very important. Like, if you don't do that, even if you do almost everything else, like they're almost never going to give you the Eagle Scout thing. Like you got to do something positive for the community.
You have to book community service. And my kids, during the winter, they do the homeless shelters. Oh, they help with the church with the homeless shelters. And they do local food drives like once a month. They go to for the local food pantries.
Incredible.
I did two community services. That's good. Right?
But I'll bet you none of your boys ever put a can of soup in a fire and watch it explode all over everybody.
See, that's like a science badge right there. No. You're proving combustibility.
Not at all.
Yeah, experiment.
I did that when I was in camp.
Isn't that cool?
Yep.
If no one dies, it's cool.
An aerosol can's even better. It fires up like a rocket.
Yeah. I wouldn't recommend it to
anyone. No, don't do it.
But,
I'm just saying.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
My oldest son is actually applying to West Point.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
Eagle
Scout.
He's going to probably go to West Point.
It's a big deal, man. College applications take it very seriously.
You could put
it
that
means
on your resume.
Lot.
Yeah,
yes, you should.
And a cousin went there.
You do that, and plus, like they actually achieve almost every religious merit badge you can get. You know, it's the highest thing. Yeah, that's big too.
Wow, I've seen resumes, people coming in to just want to intern or whatever here,
yeah,
or do part time with that on there, the Eagle Scout.
Wow, yeah, they wouldn't like.
I never really realized how important it was.
That'll be their crazy badge.
college application, that's big. And when you have that, that's like, that's huge going to college.
What's the most impressive skill that your Eagle Scout has?
Getting a date? No.
I don't know. It's just their whole attitude, you know? My oldest, he's a lifeguard. Just their whole outlook on life and towards people and community.
I think the list would be shorter of things he can't do.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But you gotta tie a mean knot.
Unbelievable leaders. That's the one thing I'll say. Unbelievable leaders.
I didn't know it was so elite. Before Phil runs through the things we'd have to do to become an Eagle Scout, Joe the Lumber Guy's on the phone. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Chaz. Hey, gang. Good morning.
Morning.
Nice to hear your voices. How are we doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Scott, Chaz, as far as being a Eagle Scout or a Scout, I can tell you from my own practical experiences when I was younger, for me, it was a couple weeks off from working in the lumberyard going to summer camp. But later in life, I had the opportunity to become a Scout leader, Scout master. And I can tell you that one of the things for me was watching these young men develop their skills and realizing that one out of every 20 of them will find something they make their life's ambition through something they learned in scouting.
Wow.
And more importantly,
are you on a treadmill right now? You sound out of breath. You all right?
My COPD is kicking up today.
Oh,
but anyway,
sorry, man. Sorry.
No, that's okay. But one out of every 10 scouts will save someone's life through something they learned in scouting.
Really?
And, yes. Yep. And I can tell you that, you know, as far as becoming an Eagle Scout, it's the way you're supported by the rest of the troop, your parents, your community. There's a certain drive and ambition that learning things through scouting allows you to do that and gives you the opportunity to. But I can tell you that it's something that I used to tell my scouts, once an eagle, always an eagle. And it's a great, great, it's a great award.
Who on this show is least likely to be able to become an Eagle Scout?
Don't take it the wrong way, AJ, but.
you think Ashley could do it before you'd bet money on Ashley before AJ?
I'm flattered.
I'd make anything a joke. That's why.
Yeah.
Well, the answer is none of us. You have to be 18 or younger to complete it.
Well,
we're all out anyway.
Yeah, right.
That's the first thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I couldn't complete my Eagle because I turned 18. So I am what we call a life scout.
Oh, that blows.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, well, I wonder if that happened to anyone through COVID.
Working at the lumberyard got in the way, so.
Right.
Anyway.
So that was your choice.
But you're making money, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. You're successful,
right,
and you're a good person,
right,
and you give back.
You
Joe, thank you, man. Appreciate it. Feel better. Huh.
Like, I didn't see that answer coming.
I thought he would have picked Ashley.
Right. Me too.
Yeah, no, somehow I knew it would be me.
Hmm.
Yep.
All right, let's go through this list. Let's see if we could do it.
All right, so once you get to Life Scout, as Joe was just saying, you can then become Eagle Scout after completing 21 merit badges.
21.
And there are...
I thought it was 13 out of 21. No.
You need to complete 13 of them.
Oh,
the other that you fill in to get to your 21 are sort of at your discretion.
Wow,
so if
wow.
you want to do like fly fishing, which is something more fun, fine. You can get that merit badge.
How do you catch a fly?
The 13 that you have to have are camping, citizenship in the community, citizenship in the nation.
Hold on, wait.
Wait, going too
I'm
fast
being
here.
Overwhelmed.
Sorry.
I'm still trying to fish for flies.
Yeah, that's the first
that.
One. Wait,
you
I'm
don't need
masking
that one.
Tape. Masking
okay.
tape.
That's not a necessary
fly
requirement.
Fly strip.
Okay. What would? All right, right. Start again, please.
Yeah, go slow.
Camping.
Camping. Okay, I could camp. Check. Hold it. Yeah. Camping. Camping.
Like, does glamping count?
No, they will test you on this. So you'll need to know how to start a fire.
Oh,
you'll need
easy.
To know how to, you know, make your own shelter. You'll need to know
yes.
how to catch and save food.
Mm. Does drinking too much
find
and
water
passing out in the woods
safely.
Count?
No.
Water. Find water.
Safely. Yeah.
Find water safely.
What do you mean safely?
Like, you can't just drink any water.
Right.
What it's if I be running
to,
water?
You have to be able to identify the water you can and cannot drink and what you would need to do
what if
for,
I
to
go,
make it drinkable.
It's running water.
What if I go to the camp next door and steal their water bottles?
No, I don't
Ashley,
think that would
we gotta
be.
We got to get some Scoutmaster in here.
Okay.
So at some point.
I found water. I identified safely.
Ashley's
I don't think
merit badge is going to be find a Eagle Scout.
Technically, technically, I did it.
Right, but that's not good citizenship within the community, AJ.
What are you saying?
I'm not going to take all of their water. It's just some water. He's saying you have to get water. So I figure if I go to the camp next door, grab some bottles of water they have.
Who says there's a camp next door?
Well, I'm just saying. I'll walk around. Okay, so I'll go to 7-Eleven and steal some. Okay, whatever.
Okay.
Now I know why Joe said AJ.
Yeah.
Citizenship in the community is the next one.
All right. That one we all ace.
Yeah.
Everyone does good work here.
I'm a citizen.
Proud of this show.
Citizenship in the nation is the next one.
In the nation.
In the nation.
What do you mean? Like,
I'm a good American.
Yeah, but what do you mean? Like,
I like to help veterans.
The nation.
Check. Next.
I'll be honest. I don't know what that means. The next one is citizenship in the world.
These are all dumb.
You don't even know what they are. How do you know they're dumb?
Stupid. What, are you going to travel the world?
In the world. No. No, but how do you make the world a better place? So it would be something like the environment.
I didn't hurt anybody today. Does that work?
Like the how dare you girl.
It's basically you're
how
writing a report
you?
From what I can understand through the
Greta.
Scout's website.
How dare you?
Explain what citizenship in the world means to you and what you think it takes to be a good world citizen.
You've taken my water from my campaign.
That would have to be the environment or some kind of peace movement. Maybe educating people in third world countries.
What about collecting for UNICEF?
You know.
Remember you did that when you were a kid?
Okay, maybe that.
Yeah.
That
money,
might work.
That goes to, you know, the underprivileged.
Whatever happened to that? Remember they would make us do that once a year in school?
The kids ripped the boxes off, man. They said, this is
I'm
stupid.
Very embarrassed to say what I did with UNICEF money.
You bought little toy soldiers, didn't you?
I bought a pack of cigarettes.
Similar.
That's why I feel the need to give back now, because
right.
I was such a dope when I was
a
kid.
Well, no, you got rid of the tobacco in the world through your lungs.
Yeah, I was saving other people from smoking that pack.
Boom, see?
Thank you, AJ.
That's two badges right there.
What else?
Citizenship in society.
Is there anything that's not boring?
Communications.
Citizenship in society.
What the hell?
Yeah. What? Citizenship in society. Wouldn't that be kind of what we do when we're helping people on the show?
Like the toy drive and stuff like that. That's like...
Plant community. Trees.
Right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Chaz and AJ.
Good morning. It's Mike, the Uber guy.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
My grandmother was the first lady scoutmaster.
Nice.
What? Ever?
The
like
first
in the,
one ever?
In the country
or just
in
Connecticut?
In ever, Connecticut.
Ever. Anywhere. She went to court for years about it. Because they wouldn't let her do it.
Oh, damn.
She's still alive?
No.
That's wild.
Wow.
Well, what she did
now,
when they... When,
did she bury herself?
That was part of the citizenship.
In court, yes.
She devised a way.
See, I'm glad you have a sense of humor.
Yep.
Always.
Yeah.
What my grandmother did to get their Eagle badge was she'd take them out into the woods and leave them for a weekend and let them hone their survival skills.
Yes. Can you imagine that now? She'd be arrested.
Now it is called abuse and abandonment.
Yes. Wow.
And
that's
only,
badass, dude.
Yeah.
that she was the first scout master.
Did she wear the uniform
anywhere?
Too? Yeah.
She from Connecticut? Yeah.
That's badass, yeah. Man.
Yeah, you could look her up. It's Catherine Pollard.
We're going to do that right
Catherine
now.
Pollard.
I think you had her on your show a while ago, Chaz.
We did?
When you were doing the overnights.
Oh,
holy crap.
It's going over 30 years ago.
It's it was like 1988 or 89.
Yeah.
What did...
Why didn't it stick on your head?
Was she a stripper? I didn't have many scoutmasters on the air on the overnight show. It was a different show.
Maybe you had like a game, you know, are you smarter than a stripper? And she, you know, was one of the contestants against her. I don't know.
Was she on as a guest?
Yes.
And it was as a scoutmaster?
Yes.
You think
that's cool. Wow, I did good work back then. Wow.
I recall that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's really, did you look her up, Phil?
I didn't. No, I still have the...
No.
I'm having a hard time finding her. I'm trying.
Catherine Pollard.
Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
I'm assuming?
Yes.
All right.
She's spelling bad.
We're going to look her up, but man, that is really cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Have a good day.
All right, thank you. We're going to get into this top five action movie scenes ranked.
Okay.
With Joe Myers, and we'll go to AJ. He'll have a few.
Yes.
Just want to say, I don't want to tell people what I'm watching right now because I know someone's going to ruin it for me.
Okay.
And I'm not saying I don't deserve it because I've ruined it by talking about trailers.
Oh, you've had some epic stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm watching an 8-part series right now on HBO Max.
Oh.
And I'm 2 episodes away from finishing it.
Oh.
And it is the most compelling thing. Since I watched Breaking Bad.
Mm. The Making of Spice Girls.
No.
They break up in the end.
Right.
What's funny is it's based on a real life story.
Okay.
And as it's unfolding, like probably the first 10 minutes of the first episode, I'm like, I saw the Forensic Files episode on this.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, can we guess?
Is it The Staircase?
Yes.
Yeah, it's awesome. Mm.
Never mind.
The owl did it.
I don't have a staircase.
No.
Thank you.
We're 2 episodes away, and I want to ask Phil how it ends.
You do have a staircase, AJ.
I mean, I'm watching, not watching it. Just go, here you go. There's going to be another murder mystery in a second.
I don't think it'll be a mystery.
Just true. A murder.
What's Phil doing at the bottom of the stairs?
Right,
AJ was here.
Right.
There's a Netflix docuseries with the real people on this as well.
Right. Well, in this staircase, they're showing that they're showing everything, but they're showing that this documentary crew...
Mm-hmm.
How much of this is real, what I'm watching?
Hard to know, really. It's one of these cases I think that's going to be around forever.
Right. I told Jennifer as we're watching this, we might get to the end and it's still like...
Inconclusive,
Who knows who really did it?
Right, right.
Joe, do you know anything about this?
Chaz, I devoured that show. I agree with you. It's one of the best things I've seen in years. Right. And, oh, man. They were originally showing it one per week, you know, and then they had them all gather. So I could not wait for each Thursday. I was so hooked on that thing.
Wow.
Oh, once a week. That would make me nuts.
Yeah.
Toni Collette is just so good. Everything
Collette,
she's in. She's incredible.
She really is.
Mrs. Collette's kid. I got you.
She's one of the great actresses. You know, and the thing that I loved about the dramatization as opposed to the documentary is they were able to show her life, because obviously when they made the documentary, she was already dead. Right. And the way they dramatize her pressures at work, and then the way they show how the family is split by the case, you know, none of that was done in the documentary. So it takes you much deeper into the family.
So our plan is to finish off these last 2 episodes.
Okay.
I want to watch then I'm going to Google the hell out of this. I want to know everything about this case.
Right.
And
see you in August.
Yeah.
There's a lot of theories and a lot of rabbit holes.
Talk about a rabbit hole. In fact, there are stories by Michael Michael Peterson is not happy about it. I won't say anything about that, but you can Google Michael Peterson and read recent stories where he was interviewed about this HBO show.
Really? He doesn't like it?
He does not like it. I'm not going to say anything more. It's kind of convoluted, but no, he doesn't like it. And I think it's Todd, the son who was like his assistant, has been doing a lot of Instagram lives about it. He doesn't like it either.
Wild.
So it's very controversial, but I think it's one of the best dramas they've had on television in ages and ages.
I'm a couple episodes out, and it doesn't look like he did it. Now, I don't want to ruin it, but, you know.
Don't tell me how it ends.
It doesn't look like he did it. Now, right now.
Right.
I mean,
right now.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
But what I want to Google the hell out of is I want to see what evidence is real. Like, what was there? What was submitted? What did they look over?
There's a candlestick on the candle holder.
How many people tramped through the crime scene?
Right.
Yeah,
Colonel Mustard
this.
In the kitchen.
The documentary, so Jennifer wanted to go from this to the documentary, and I said, no, I want to learn more about what really happened. Because the documentary, they even address it in the staircase.
Wow.
That they're arguing over what to put in.
Right.
And one person says, the guy's freaking guilty. We got to put this in. We got to put that. So he's going in a direction. She's going in another direction. So I don't know if I'm going to watch this documentary and really get the real.
Is there a staircase involved that someone tripped? Down the stairs?
Someone was dead at the bottom of a staircase.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'm thinking it's a loose board or something like that, you know.
Could be.
Grease.
The way they show the documentary, the way they show the crew doing it, and the way the editor, played by Juliette Binoche, who's also great, falls in love with them, is just so amazing.
And where the hell she come from? I never saw her before. I'm like, wow, she has a presence.
I know, Brioche.
Oh, she's one of the great French actresses. If you Google her, she's made a ton of really... She won the Oscar for The English Patient years ago. Oh, she's fantastic.
Not a movie I'd ever watched.
Is she the one in Chocolat with Johnny Depp?
That was one that...
She was in Chocolat. She's been in a ton
Got one.
She's one of the best actresses in France. I was so happy they used her for this. She's
English
terrific.
Patient was the one that Elaine was shouting at the screen, just die! For God's sake, just die!
That's horrible.
Yeah. That's how I felt.
Yeah.
All right. I got that out of my system. I wasn't going to bring it up because I know, whatever. It's all out there.
Yeah.
It's not like, some mystery, but does the Titanic sink?
I'm going to walk.
How did it sink? Wait, it sinks?
Don't tell me.
Yeah,
now
sorry
you told me everything.
Top 5 action movie scenes ranked. Joe Myers, our movie guy, is on. What do you think?
Chaz, this was one of the hardest assignments you've ever given me because I kept thinking of movies that are like nonstop action, like Speed and the Fast and the Furious movies, and not an individual scene. So this, and I also thought of the opening of Saving Private Ryan, but we talked about that when we did war movies, so I put that in the runner-up category.
Okay.
So number one, I had the bullet car chase.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is still the best chase, and it was done, without any special effects or CGI. Number two, I have Heat, which I just rewatched
the
recently.
The Bullet. Let's go back to the Bullet.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The build-up, first of all, before they actually do the chase.
Oh,
where
God.
He sees the guys, and they're kind of following him around the streets and everything.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, the guy just puts his seatbelt on and just punches it, and then the charger, and then the chase is on.
That is the first movie I ever saw in a theater. And
That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
That Mustang is what hooked me on Mustangs.
Yeah.
I've had 6 Mustangs.
Wow.
GT390, yep.
And Steve McQueen, he was the man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he drove, didn't he? He did those stunts.
Did he?
Yeah, I believe he did drive.
He drove for parts of it, I think.
Okay.
The less dangerous parts. And that scene where you're in the driver's seat, I remember seeing that and everybody kind of feeling like they were in that car and literally going, whoa.
Yeah.
It was really intense.
Yeah.
Like you really felt like you were in a high-speed chase.
Right.
Absolutely.
When he misses that turn and then does the reverse, the car's doing wheel hops going in reverse, and then he just punches and smokes him going up the hill.
So great.
Yeah, and that charger, man, that charger was gorgeous, too.
And you know what? I hate to say this, but you don't have to watch that whole movie. All you have to do is watch that scene.
Yeah,
that's all you have to do.
That's all you really needed. And the guy who driving the Charger was like the typical. He was like a cool looking badass. Mm. You know, you could tell this guy meant business. The other guy with the shotgun gets in the back seat and is shooting at him.
That's incredible.
And that thing goes launching off the road and hits, of course, a gas station and blows the whole. Yeah. Blows up like crazy. Yeah,
that's a good pick.
Yeah, that's a very good pick.
A couple of these, you really can just watch the scene. The action scene is the best thing in the movie.
Yeah.
The one I put number two was one I watched recently, Heat, the Al Pacino, Robert De Niro movie, and there's an incredible shootout.
The last third of
LA.
That movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen that movie. Yeah. Never seen Heat.
AJ,
you should watch it, AJ.
Me neither, AJ.
AJ would love it.
I'm going to have to check it out. I'm going to watch
Absolutely.
It.
And this was right when they started making movies where they want to suck you in right out of the gate. The first scene of the movie, you don't even hear people talking. It's just like, oh, they're on a job.
Yeah.
And then like everything goes sideways, and then the whole rest of the movie takes over from there. It's awesome.
Is it talking Pacino or everything is shouted Pacino?
It's both.
Okay.
It's the beginning of shouting.
Yeah.
Okay. I live my lives this way. Everything I say.
All the time.
I'm going to the bathroom.
I wish I didn't have the anticipation of seeing De Niro and Pacino on the screen together, because the whole movie, I was just waiting for that, and I wasn't really taking
in
how good this movie is. I'm like, I can't wait to see them on screen.
Yep.
And then it's one scene.
Yeah.
Really, at
one
a diner.
Scene.
Yeah.
It's one scene. You know, maybe a little bit more, but it's one scene where they spend time together, and it's a great scene.
Yep. Yeah.
It's not what you've built it up in your mind to be.
Right.
And when you go back and rewatch it with that taken away, you can actually just enjoy it for what
it is. Enjoy the movie. Enjoy the scene.
And even enjoy that scene.
Yeah.
But yeah, Joe, that last third of the movie, you have to almost watch it with earmuffs on. It's so loud.
Yeah. Was this the movie they filmed part of in Milford? Remember
Heat?
No.
It was De Niro and Pacino. I remember the whole town was nuts.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That was Righteous Kill, a very good movie.
No, you could skip that one.
Right, figures. Okay.
You skip that one.
Yeah. Welcome, Milford. Thank you.
Number three.
Number three is the last 10 minutes of Aliens, the sequel, where Ripley is finally able to battle the mother alien because she has this forklift sort of
protection. That suit,
inside.
I think sick.
And when she comes out in the suit and the mother turns around and Ripley says, "Get away from her, you bitch."
Yep.
The day I saw that in the theater, the audience went ape.
Yes. Joe led the charge.
I would say it's one of the greatest lines and greatest moments in movie history.
I hear all the time. It's just another day for me.
Great. I completely forgot about that one.
No, but just being a young boy in the theater and seeing her get into that suit, it was like pre-Terminator.
Oh,
I wore that suit.
I was like, I'd never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Like a human in this, like it's this, it's a tow motor, but it's built as a suit.
Yeah.
Like a robot suit.
Yeah.
And the fight scene is freaking bananas.
Kick ass.
It's incredible.
Yep.
It's incredible. And it's the first time in the whole series that a human is able to actually confront this thing.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's
if you think about that, you know, there's a tough woman, which was not, you didn't see a lot of that. Like,
yeah.
No.
This woman's going to beat the crap out of an alien.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the alien has two mouths, you know?
Right. And it's the robot, the skeletal, you know,
that thing.
Mechanism.
Yeah.
But then you look at the Terminator. It's very similar.
Yeah.
Terminator 2.
It was.
Very similar.
Same director.
Oh, yeah. Linda Hamilton became
a badass. Right?
Really?
Yeah. James Cameron did both.
Okay. Yeah, because in the first one, she was kind of like a shrinking violet, but in the second one, now she's in the mental hospital. She's a badass.
In the Terminator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you can't tell her nothing.
Yeah, when she broke out of the prison, out of the mental hospital, and she had the Billy Club. Yeah.
Yeah. I never put those two together until now. And then look at that. There is a link between the two.
There is a link.
What's number four?
Number four is that great truck chase thing in Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's attached with the bullwhip, you know, and it is so real looking. Again, no CGI. I'm sure there's stunt doubling in there, but a great action scene and a great action movie.
That's really, when you think about it, how did they pull that one off? Right. There was no CGI?
Absolutely. No, and he's being dragged, you know, whoever, the stunt guy or Ford or whoever is being dragged on that road.
Yeah.
You know, it's an incredibly exciting moment.
That's got to hurt. Road rash.
Wow.
Yep.
There's no CGI.
Yeah, but yet he can't land a plane.
That was actually pre-CGI.
Right.
Yeah, that was before CGI.
Right. Wow.
His next movie has to chase one of those Rascal scooters.
There is another one coming, right?
Yeah.
Or did it come out already?
He's like 79 years old.
No,
yeah.
I think it's going to be not until next summer, I believe.
Think wait till he gets older?
But he got injured making this one. I mean, he is up in years, and let's hope there's like a young indie sort of character who carries most of the weight.
Yeah.
I could see them, because that movie had a great sense of humor.
Yeah.
It's an action movie.
Yep.
That
it's
has you
cheek.
On the edge of your
yep.
seat, but
yeah.
also there are jokes in there.
Yeah.
And yeah, I could see
great
them
jokes.
Making a joke on his age somewhere
yeah.
in there.
Exactly, right.
I yeah. think that's a great idea. I hope they do that.
Like, I'm
yeah.
getting too
I mean,
old for this.
Joke.
Right, they slow the music down. There's a car chase, left turn signals on the entire time. Stuff like that, yeah.
And then what's number five?
Number five is one you definitely should fast forward to. It's the chariot race in
oh, yes.
Ben-Hur.
Oh, yeah.
Because because it was done real. They built an arena in Rome. They trained these
really?
Guys to chariot. Absolutely.
That's
they trained
wild.
Them to chariot race. There's no CGI, and it lasts for, I want to say, a good 15 minutes. The rest of the movie, I mean, it's a four-hour movie, which actually these days is kind of snoozy.
Yeah.
But fast forward to the chariot race, one of the great action scenes ever.
Yeah, when the guy's hanging off of dear life, he's being dragged, yep.
Oh, my, yeah, it's incredible.
Yep.
And they filmed it real. They like, rehearsed these guys for months before they filmed that sequence.
Yep.
That's insane.
It
if
really
you think
is.
About it now.
Yeah. They actually hurt the actors or stunt doubles.
Yeah.
Where do we go?
Yeah, because they made a remake a few years ago, which is lousy because it's CGI chariot race.
Yeah.
That's
you can tell.
Yeah, that one guy had the stuff that like would like those things on his wheels that would like break the spokes
yes.
of everybody else's.
Yes.
Yeah. Almost yes. And they recreated that in the movie Grease. The guy from T-Birds or whatever the other gang, the other club had those things on his car. He was like carving up the side of
yep.
Grease Lightning.
Right.
They do it in Goldfinger too. They
yeah.
do it in Goldfinger.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, but imagine that being in a theater when I came out and you're watching this. I said, I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
How did they do
absolutely.
That? Right.
No. How did they do
now,
it?
Now when we yep. see stuff on screen, we're like, yeah, it was a computer.
CGI.
Yeah.
Some guy,
yeah.
Some
yeah,
nerd,
it's a green screen.
In an office.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Makes right. a difference.
You know, this sounds stupid, but what's the name of the woman who played Dorothy in Wizard of Oz? I can't think of it. Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
Judy Garland.
Right.
Judy Garland. I'm in a restaurant the other day, and they're playing Black and Whites.
Okay.
And
yep.
she is in some movie. It was a lot of dancing and singing.
Uh-huh.
But there's this one scene, and it never ended, where she was singing a song, and they're, like, dancing over here, then they walk through here, and there's, like, 100 people over here organized,
yeah.
and then she walks onto
yeah.
this stage, and then the platform raises up,
okay.
and there's
yes.
all this, and I'm like, how the hell did they do this? Like, I've never... watch a movie like that. I
yeah.
don't care about singing and dancing and
right,
like things
yeah, no.
moving.
Now
but
thumb.
I'm watching
yep,
this
yep.
just from a production standpoint. It's black and white.
How do they do
I'm
that?
Like, how do they do that?
How do they do
Can
that?
Can you imagine being one of those dancers and you screw up one move?
All right, yeah.
Like, we
all
got
over
all
again.
The way through the scene.
Right.
You're
and
fired.
Jimmy
yep. right.
screws it up.
Hortense, for God's sake.
Yeah. Hortense.
Old people names, yeah.
All right, so AJ has a couple of scenes he'd like to discuss.
Yes.
Cool.
Joe Myers, movie guy, is on the phone.
Yep.
AJ?
I'm going to start with Terminator 2, the bar scene in the beginning when Arnold needs clothes and goes to the biker bar.
Are you kidding me?
That's a great scene. That fight, he flings everybody around. The guy ends up on the friggin' stove, and it ends up with it ends with Arnold taking the guy's
bike. I can shoot that scene. It's not that hard. I'm sorry. I'll be over here.
Right. No, I'm just saying, I liked it. It's the scenes I liked. Yeah.
That's an action movie scene. It's a fight scene.
It's an, well, it's fight.
He punches a couple of people. They bring a pool stick over his head.
Well, wouldn't
he throws one guy through a window.
Yeah, wouldn't fight be action?
All right.
Guy land on the stove.
It's your list. I'm ruining it. I'm
Thank
sorry.
You. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. How about number two, Lethal Weapon, the jumper scene. The guy who's like, you know, I'm going to jump. And Mel Gibson handcuffs himself and goes, you want to jump? Do ya? Let's do it together. And they just go, he just, do you wanna? And he just like jumps up the building. He goes, you're gonna be killing the cop. A psycho cop! And the guy was just so freaking annoying that he just turns around and just goes, you wanna jump? Do ya? Let's jump together. And he just bought the building. And the guy's like practically crying when they land the airbag down below.
Yes.
Yep.
That was before we knew too much about Mel Gibson. We were like, wow, how does he do crazy so well?
Right.
Who?
True.
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson.
Right.
You know.
See you Friday.
Right. Famous actor.
Wait, we forgot. Hang on. Okay. Number three, the chase scene in, I think it was Bourne Identity, where Matt Damon had the NYPD police car and there was that BMW, the black BMW SUV.
Oh, yeah.
And there's just an insane chase scene with an insane
Absolutely.
Crash at the end.
Yep.
That is an awesome movie. That's an awesome scene right there. I mean, I could have picked one of those fight scenes, but I just thought the level of that chase scene and where they were in the city.
Yes.
It was almost like it was almost like watching the Seven Ups or something like that at French Connection. That type of thing again. So that's number. I lost my place here. One, two, three. That was number three. The jail escape from Rambo, where he finally just, you know, all this time he's nice and calm and docile and everything else until the guy puts that because he wanted to shave him, and he puts the billy club against his neck to hold him back so the guy could shave him, and he just all of a sudden, that's when the whole movie starts. He just
seems like a fight scene.
Kicks the guy, but he's also breaking out of the jail, so he's like wiping people out.
Yep.
Gets on the motorcycle, and then the chasing with the motorcycle up to the mountain. That's where he ends, where the rest of the film takes place, in the mountain.
Yep.
Yeah. These are fight scenes.
I think fight scenes count, though.
That's action,
they
right?
Count?
Well, why
fight,
not?
It was
why
a,
not?
It was fight and a chase.
Okay.
So therefore, that's why these are what the scenes I liked.
Okay.
And I'm only going to hate the last one. Last one's from The Last Action Hero, Arnold Schwarzenegger, where in the movie, the kid has a golden ticket. And the kid's watching
Willy
the movie.
Wonka?
Arnold, no. Arnold, meanwhile, is in a movie. And he's in an action film, and just as the bad guys throw up, they're being chased by a bunch of bad guys in a pickup truck, and one of the things they have throwing at him are bales of dynamite. And when they're like lighting them and flinging them at him, one is flying through the air. Arnold takes his gun and shoots the dynamite, which gets knocked out of the way and lands, comes through the screen into the movie theater, starts rolling down the aisle, and the kid's like, realizing that the dynamite's now in the theater he's sitting in. He goes to run away. The dynamite goes off. He ends up inside the film. That's how he gets in the film, because of the golden ticket. And then you get the rest of the chase scene where Arnold makes one of the dynamite things goes off in the truck, and the guy gets killed by an ice cream cone to the back of the head.
You're yelling.
Yeah. I get into it, so.
You're into it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Right. So these are the ones I like. I mean, they probably suck to everybody else, but I like these.
Oh, that's fine.
No, they're good.
No, they're good.
Thank you.
We don't have time to go all through these calls here. Matt and Danbury, 1917. That movie, all the way through. It's one camera shot.
Right.
Yep.
Ira and Meriden, French Connection. We all know that.
Yep.
Incredible chase scene.
Right.
Jay on the Road, Kill Bill. I'm not sure which scene he's calling in with.
The fight scene at the end.
Okay. Matt and Prospect, Kingsman. This movie took me by surprise. I watched it one day when we were on vacation. I'm like, I don't know what to watch.
Right.
No, it's really unbelievable. Joe, can you do like 10 seconds on that movie?
It's just it's sort of like a Bond parody, clone, whatever, and it's really funny, full of action, good movie.
Brutal.
Really?
Brutal fight scene.
Really?
Like, brutal.
Yes. Right.
Blood, guts, and gore. Like, brutal.
Huh.
Absolutely. Kingsman. Good movie.
Right.
It's a good movie.
I see Heat and Kingsman.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much. Joe, can I tell you that I get a guest card with you every week, and as you're on, I just take notes. And I have a stack of guest cards from you in my office. And when I have one of those snow days or rainy days where I'm stuck in the house,
right.
I go through them, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch these things.
Nice.
I appreciate
you. That's so good to hear, Chaz.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Joe has an awesome podcast called Now a Major Motion Picture on Spotify. We're linked up. This is going to be a fun show.
Yes.
A new concert announcement from Jim Bozzi, Judas Priest, to open their North American Fall Tour at the Toyota Oakdale Theater in Wallingford.
Yep.
October 13th.
Cool.
Jim Bozzi's on the phone right now. Good morning.
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 Very exciting.
Well, you know, you say, am I up? What do you think? I get up at 9 o'clock? I get up. I'm up. I'm a morning guy.
Good morning. All right. Today.
Well, hello.
I'm going to text you at 5:30 then if you're really a morning guy.
Right. Come on. Then good morning.
No, I wanted to talk to you at 6.
Right. Yeah, we let you sleep in a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, well, with the rain, it was nice. Thank you for that.
I hear you.
You're welcome. This is exciting because we have now another major act that wants to start here in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is exciting. It's, you know, as you well know, because you talk to Jimmy all the time, when we bounce around, hey, how do you think so-and-so will do? You know, we always sort of get a temperature check with the marketers, me and Tim Tobin, the bookers, that sort of thing. And about 4 weeks ago, I think, when Jimmy and Kurt kind of said, oh, what do you think of Judas Priest? And I was like, my hand was up like immediately. And I'm not a big metal guy, but I do acknowledge their place in rock and roll history. I mean, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. And then you throw Queensryche on it. So I was like, all day long, we would do that.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this would be great for Toyota Oakdale. I mean, that's, I kept saying to Jimmy, I said, Jimmy, this is a big, and he agreed with me,
it's
a
sellout.
Big name for Oakdale, yep. I think.
Yes.
Really big name. And then until I got the press release, I didn't realize we were the opening night of the fall leg. And then when I got the press release, I saw the all cities listed. And I said, oh, well, they're starting here. So that's kind of cool.
You know, we can now talk to you about this because we asked you, did Sammy Hagar and the Circle rehearse and warm up at the Oakdale?
I don't know. You keep asking me this question.
No,
I,
you knew!
I know.
You were there!
I thought, no, you asked me last time, did I hear anything? And I said, geez, I was at the venue. I don't think I heard any, like, crashing guitar. You would know if Sammy Hagar was in the building, you know?
But he was there.
Right. Were you wearing headphones maybe that day?
I don't know if he... I know he was in Bridgeport. I don't know if he was rehearsing at Oakdale, but he might have been. You know,
he was the night before.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then there you go. You guys have the scoop. I, you know, the night before. So I wasn't there at night. I was here sleeping because I have to get up at 5:30 for you guys.
Well, you're good. Do you remember hooking up the interview with me, and that was around 4 o'clock
or
so.
We actually got him
on the phone around 5-ish.
Yep.
They were in the bus leaving the Oakdale.
There you go. Did they go to Pepe's Pizza?
It's okay. You can tell us now. Jimmy said
it's over. It's okay. You did good.
Man, this guy's good. He could be CIA.
He could.
Yeah. But back to Judas Priest. So Judas Priest, Queensryche, Toyota Oakdale, October 13th. Tickets on sale Friday?
Friday, 10 a.m. Yeah, livenation.com.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Do we know how much the tickets are going for?
I don't have right at the top of my head. I don't think it's a real pricey show. I'm sure down low it always is in the first 5 rows or so. But that I really don't know right at the top.
I hope Rob Halford has stopped driving that Harley out on the stage.
Oh,
that's
you know
a
he hasn't.
Small stage.
You know he hasn't. It's more of a challenge.
Yeah.
As he said, they're defending their heavy metal faith for 50 years. I mean, it's 50 years, these
50
guys.
50 years.
Yeah.
50 years of Priest. You know,
wow.
I mean, it's... I don't know. I'm excited about it. I think, you know, we're lining up some, as you guys well know, we have quite a season here in Connecticut between the three venues. And then you throw on something like this, which for me, Priest at Oakdale is like an event.
Yes.
Concerts all the time, but Judas Priest, 50 years with Queensryche, that's an event. You know,
hello,
Hall of Famers, all that, and they're starting their tour there, which I always love.
Yeah,
because hey, maybe they're going to be rehearsing there the night before.
So hang out there, you're saying?
So it's a Thursday. Yeah. It's a Thursday night. That's
what time
awesome.
Should be by.
Just so great.
Hey, you know what? It was going to be a Tuesday, so I don't know what happened with their launching the tour thing, or maybe we fell. But originally, when Kurt was asking, oh, it's a Tuesday, and I still was like, fine, it's not the best, but okay. And then all of a sudden it became a Thursday.
Thursday's great. Yeah.
Thursday's great.
I could be tired on a Friday.
Yeah, it's easy.
Not a deal.
Yep.
So.
Right, right.
Autopilot.
So,
looking forward to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it's really going to be cool.
All right, Bozzy, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, anytime.
We're going to call you at 6 a.m. next time. Jim Bozzy, Live Nation. Announcing Judas Priest and Queensryche at the Toyota Oakdale Theater October 13th. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 a.m., livenation.com.
Nice.